Jesus, praise God, got up out of that grave.
Yeah.
Amen. We see the restoring of hope came back.
Yeah.
Amen. If y'all don't mind, let me borrow a phrase from a great brother that y'all all know by the name of Reverend Jesse Jackson, when he was the head of the Rainbow Coalition.
Yeah.
Praise God. He had a saying that's coined that has been made famous, and it talk about keep hope alive. Amen. And Jesus' resurrection and his appearances among the various people kept hope alive.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me, can I walk y'all through them just for a few of them? And then we're going to get out of here. I know we got to go this evening. Amen. Can I get out of this coat?
Yeah.
I feel something coming on here. Amen. You see, if you were to go to Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 1.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Reads, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Praise the Lord. Well, welcome. This is evangelist author Brenda Randall with Telling of His Goodness Ministry. Praise the Lord. It is good to be back on the air. Praise God. Jesus is alive and well. And we're just so, so thankful to be back on it. So thankful that you're tuning in on today. Praise God. And we're just a living testimony. And we're just telling about the Lord's goodness. For truly, the Lord is good all the time. And my focus for today is coming from Psalms 27. The Lord gave me to write a book about my life story, about telling of his goodness. And the book is to inspire readers and listeners as well to hold on to the Lord no matter what. Because my focus on today is going to be about unconditional trust in the Lord. It's a psalm that the Lord gave me back in 2002 after the 911 tragedy that happened, and we were so disturbed and all, and God began to bring us back to Psalms 27:1-14. Well, this is a series, so I'll be just starting from the basic, and 27:1-6 reads, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in the tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yeah, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Praise God. And I'm going to stop at those verses because the basic is David was saying, the Lord is my light and my salvation. And I too can agree that God is my light and my salvation. Praise the Lord. We read that, I thank the Lord for 1 Peter 2:9 tells us, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past we were not a people, but now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for his marvelous light bringing me out of darkness. I thank the Lord for salvation. Praise the Lord. For truly, the Lord saved me back in 1975. Praise the Lord. We had to go through such a horrible, terrible experience for the Lord to get our attention. We went through seeing how wicked and evil the devil really is. God had to scare, per se, hell out of us. Praise God. And going through that experience, we begin to find out and really know who God is. And my message is, the Lord is good. Praise the Lord. And God was so awesome in his mercy and do it to all generations that he loved us so much. John 3:16 say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. I thank God for salvation today. I thank God for salvation is deliverance. Praise the Lord. I thank God for even through the first few verses where David had such an unconditional trust in the Lord. And nowhere else in the Old Testament is the Lord referred to as my light, because the psalmist had found God for as light, salvation, and strength. There is no cause for fear or terror. Praise the Lord. His serenity is not conditional by our circumstances, but is unconditional. The Lord is good. Praise God. And I remember back to a little serenity prayer. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change those things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I thank God that when he brought us out of darkness and into his marvelous light, we were ready for a change. Praise God. We were running to the Lord crying out, what must we do to be saved? Praise God. For we know we must be born again. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for salvation. And after we got saved, it was not really, really always peaches and cream. It was not easy. Then we were like being tried. So many temptations and so many tribulations began to come up. But God is good. He said, there had no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But I am faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. Praise God. And I thank God I begin to devour his word. And I thank God that even after David was so peaceful and trust in the Lord, no matter what he went through or no matter what today I go through, still have that peace that surpasses all understanding. In whatever situation, whatever problem, the Lord is still in control. Praise God. Truly, the Lord is good. And that's what's, why I was led to write the book, Telling of His Goodness. And if you want to hear the rest of my life story, it is, you may get the book, Telling of His Goodness. Praise God. You can like me on Facebook. And I appreciate everyone who had already bought one. But if you're interested in reading about some of the rest of my life story, praise the Lord, you can go online, any bookstore. You can call me, praise the Lord. And then you can read a little more about some of the obstacles that I had to go through and how that I was like, when we first got saved, how that we had to go through. But no, we, during those times of going through, I began to really, really know who the Lord is. Praise. It was like walking by faith day by day. And he began to just show and prove to us who he really is. So the book, Telling of His Goodness, is to testify about God's great love. And while life can sometimes put a person down, the book is to inspire readers and listeners, as well as I share some of the tragedies I experienced and the ever-increasing faith in God that helped me overcome life's obstacles. And with scripture quotations and other lessons, I invite you to embark on a journey to spiritual wisdom during this broadcast. I praise the Lord for this door being open. Praise the Lord that we will be on the air every Tuesday morning, 11:45 to 12, high noon. Hallelujah. I thank God because truly he is so good all the time. And then David was talking about the presence, verses 4 through 6. Praise God, the presence of the Lord. And that was my prayer also, life's greatest desire, and still is. I praise the Lord because the presence of the Lord comes from dwelling in God's house. David was like, if I can just be in the sanctuary, if I can just be with the people of God. And you know, where there's unity, there is strength. And we need to have the fellowship, the prayer, and the just to be in communion with the other saints of God. Praise God. We go there to be encouraged, to be inspired, to be uplifted. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for being able to even behold his beauty in the tabernacle. And sometimes when I go to church, you know, where I'm now, even all the time, I love praising God. You know, it said David loved praising the Lord. Also, he was skillful in playing the harp. And in Israel, they called him the sweet psalmist of Israel. Hallelujah. And I love praise music. I love praising the Lord. No matter what I used to go through with way down, I moved from Houston, and we went through so much, praise God. And I tell you, when I begin to praise the Lord, it says when the praises goes up, the blessings come down. And I'm a witness of that. No matter how it seemed, how it got, I still believe in going to the house of the Lord and praising the Lord. And I still praise him even in my house. I praise God. I keep some praise music on. I keep myself entertained in the word. I just love the Lord because he saved me. He brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. And he didn't leave me there. He came in and filled me with the Holy Ghost. And there his presence abide with me forevermore. Praise the Lord. And I thank the Lord for it. And on today, on this morning, it is such a, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. And I'll just praise God for you tuning in. The Lord is just so awesome. I love him so much. I thank and praise him. It is so much that I can tell. And I'll be just sharing the rest of the series on next week. Hallelujah. God is just so awesome all the time. So as we pray, Lord, we thank you. We praise you for this day, God. We just thank you for all you're doing and what you have done and will continue to do in and through us. Please, Lord, we thank you so much for keeping us in your care, God. Give us to continue growing day by day in you, in Jesus' name. And we love you and we thank you. And on tune in on next week to the broadcast, and we're going to be talking some more about the scripture that really the book is based upon, and that's from 7 through 4 verses, Psalms 27 verses 7 through 14. Hallelujah. And then I will share a little more about how the book was birthed out of going through, and how the Lord is faithful, and how God is just so good, so awesome all the time, and how that we love him so much. Praise the Lord. And you can call, you can follow me on Facebook. I'm on social media. Praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed. You can Google Plus. You can email me. Go to Facebook and you can email me. Go to Google. And if you need to call me, Evangelist Brenda Rander, 318-305-6965. Or you can go on the web, www.inspiringvoices.com. Or even on the here at KAYT FM 88.1 FM 318-484-2500. And they can get in touch with me for prayer requests, for comments. Please call me, 318-305-6965. And we appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We even have a home Bible study. If you're interested, give me a call and I can I have you call my assistant pastor them at Pentecostal Cottonport in Cottonport, Louisiana. Praise the Lord, and do home Bible study. And our ministry and mission is to get the word of the Lord out, especially in these days and times. We need to really, really, really rely on God's word. That's the only way we can make it. That's the only way I found out in life where I am today, that it only was through the word of God. So I thank the Lord, and I appreciate you for listening and tuning in. To God be the glory. Appreciate you tuning in again next week, God willing, on Tuesday, 11:45 to 12 noon. Thank the Lord, and we love you. in Jesus' name. Amen.